Hey, EC just tweeted, Eric Crouch, very happy to be here with Reggie Bush today as his Heisman is handed back. Congrats. We talked about running the option together. LOL. Don't do that to us.
Talk about college football porn right there. My goodness.
Oh, Eric, wow. Well, I think Eric was out of eligibility.
Oh, yeah, by the time Reggie showed up.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know that he would have beaten out.
Would you be able to stop that?
I don't know that he would have beaten out the late Darren Dedrick, but.
I don't think you could ever stop that. No. That would be as
lethal. Have Lindell White be the fullback?
Oh my goodness.
Hey, game's over. You never have to throw a pass.
You know what? John Davies has something to say to you.
What are you guys doing? Crouch State of Nebraska. You ain't going to USC.
Oh, no. They're coming here.
Oh, they come here.
They're not going to L.A. You got L.A. weather here.
Okay.
Frank Solich, greater than Pete Carroll?
Yeah. Which is the takeaway here.
Whoa, I might have to stop this tomfoolery here.
I mean, Frank would have ran the ball in the Super Bowl.
Love me some Frank, but
right.
I don't think
that's
we can
right,
put Pete
Jimmy.
Carroll and Frank Solich together.
No, Frank would have been like, we got Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, Jimmy has
a
great point. Who do you think would have ran the ball in that situation? I think Frank would have. Case closed.
Yeah. So people will see Dylan Riley up close and personal on Saturday for the first time.
Speaking of Heisman winners.
That's the default now. If you like ever get into a rut on sports talk, just go to Dylan. Just sit. Let's go. Man, look at him. Like he runs like the pitter-patter.
Yeah. Looks a lot like Patrick Mahomes.
By the way, Nebraska football, you know, all in investment on the Dylan experience.
Have to.
But people will see him for the first time in a football uniform up close and personal. One thing that's going to stand out is he's probably bigger than you imagine. Like, he's a legit 6'2", like, and 220. He's built.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of other guys that when you see them in person, you go, man, that's much larger than I thought. Two guys yesterday did something nationally. If you ever get the opportunity to see Shohei up close,
mm-hmm.
Shohei is huge.
Yeah.
He is a big dude.
My father-in-law saw him. They went to spring training this year, and he
I don't
said
know.
The same,
I don't know
thing.
If it doesn't give off the impression on TV because he doesn't have. I mean, I imagine was what a 28, 30 waist?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe 32, 34.
Well, and he's still got the baby face.
28, too. 30.
But,
I had that
but
in seventh
he's grade. He up close. Shohei Ohtani is a big dude.
Yeah.
Here's another guy that I don't realize. I've never seen him in person, but watching him last night as the Mavs beat the Clippers, Luka must be bigger in person than he looks like on TV because I would not have imagined. He's 6'7".
Mm-hmm. He's surrounded by
he
many people who are larger than him.
He having a belly off last night.
Yeah. He does have the dad bod.
We can relate to him.
Yes. By the way, all I got, Luca, you were great last night. You and Kyrie, you're cooking. You actually defensively, you made some key plays late in that game for the Mavs, even that series.
Wow.
Let's stop complaining. I don't like palms up guy. Yeah. And also, you should always live with this. I try and tell all the palms up people that I've met in my life, Caitlin, Casey, is ball don't lie. So you're going to get taken care of. Let's stop complaining. I have not let LeBron, so I can't relay that message.
Yeah. How did Caitlin respond when you told her that? Positively?
She said Thursday at noon at Oscars, I'll be there.
She said GBR.
Didn't you see my letter jacket?
I brought up Josh Hamilton. He was another guy when I saw him in person at the Storm Chasers game. I'm like, damn, he is huge. You know who else freaked me out?
Tebow?
Martellus Bennett.
Oh, of course.
Now he was a big
my gosh.
Now
and seeing him in pads.
On TV is a big dude.
He does, but when you actually see him in person, he walked right by me and he's in full pads. Like, oh my gosh. How do people stop you? He's large.
Yeah, I think I also curious on people's reaction when they see like a Jamal Banks in person. Jamal Banks, to me, appears bigger than I thought he was watching film from Wake Forest.
Okay, so in film, he looks a little more slight. You can tell there's length, but looks more slight.
Yeah.
So in person,
looks a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, they're him and Nair are in the 6'3", 6'2", range.
Mm-hmm.
And Banks looks, I think Banks looks bigger than what the numbers are in the program.
I like that.
But yeah, watching Luka last night, I had to go look up. I'm like, Luka's 6'7"? Good on him for, he's able to do stuff playing that position.
A regular James Donaldson.
I don't want to go that far. But him and Kyrie together, they had 55 again last night.
That's going to go 7. It's a good series. I don't know who's going to win.
Yeah. Frankie Fiddler, who is 6'7", is going to join us next from Phoenix. Made his announcement yesterday. He's going to Michigan State. We'll talk about why and maybe a little bit of the process. That's coming up next on Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
More with Gary and Nick after this on 1620 The Zone. Live from the Host Coffee Studio, this is 1620 The Zone. 1620 The Zone Traffic.
From the Pyramid Roofing, time-saving traffic center. Things still backed up I-80 westbound from 72nd back to 13th from that earlier accident. Also heavy stop and go I-80 eastbound between Q and 72nd. Slowing down a bit, Dodge eastbound between 180th and 168th, as well as I-680 southbound between Pacific and I-80 east. Sun glare is a factor this morning, causing delays in multiple areas. Just remember, stay safe and wear that seatbelt. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. I'm Peter Krenzer.
This time-saving traffic is brought to you by Lanaha Nurseries.
Spring has arrived, and Lanaha has everything you need to revitalize your landscape. The best shrubs, perennials, and freshly dug trees, all grown right here in Nebraska. Lanaha Nurseries, your homegrown headquarters since 1974.